I'm Carol Hills. This is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Two big milestones this week concerning the war in Yemen. One in Washington. The Senate voted to end U.S. support for Saudi Arabia's intervention in the conflict. The other big development happened in Sweden, where an agreement was reached for a ceasefire in one of the war's main battlefronts, the port city of Hodeida.
You have reached an agreement on Hodeida port and city, which will see a mutual redeployment of forces from the port and the...
That's UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres yesterday at the end of UN-sponsored talks about the Yemen war. But will either of these developments make any difference on the ground in Yemen? The World's Stephen Snyder keeps an eagle eye on the conflict there. Stephen, what are you hearing from your contacts inside Yemen today?
Well, early today, there were reports of minor skirmishes, but later we heard that there was fighting reported on the outskirts of Hodeida. Witnesses heard explosions. And then recently we heard there were more than 20 airstrikes reported in Hodeida today.
And Hodeida is where there's been a lot of fierce fighting. Why is that city so important?
Well, it's a deep water port, the place where the big container ships can offload oil and shipments of wheat. And the fighting there has disrupted the supplies of food and fuel for the whole country.
The fighting in Hodeida has also caused a massive humanitarian crisis, right?
Well, it seems like it's going to take a while for that part to get sorted out. We talked earlier this week to Charles Gaudry. He's the program manager for Doctors Without Borders, MSF, in charge of Yemen. And he told me what it's been like trying to get medical care to Yemenis. Carol, this is what the MSF hospital sounds like. Gaudry shot video on his visit. It shows doctors in vests with the MSF logo examining patients. It's a really busy place.
We had one little girl with a massive bullet in her foot, about, 3 inches long or something like that. So these are bullets from heavy machine guns. And she got that while she was sleeping. We also had this elderly woman that was close to a place where there was an airstrike. She was also sleeping. That was also in her sleep. And the airstrike hit her house. And so she had this shrapnel from a bomb all over her body. And she's like 80 years old.
It's sounding like most of these people are civilians who are getting hurt.
All of the people who come to the MSF hospital are civilians. The military have their own hospital. But I should underscore, even if there's a ceasefire right now, Gaudry says that it's going to take some time to change the situation on the ground. He describes what it took to set up his MSF hospital.
It took us 2 months to have a hospital up and running. You know, get up and go, get it done, get people there. Bring the drugs, bring the equipment, but not only. It's not about sending supplies and sending a bit of money to tell people to manage it. It doesn't work that way. You know, you need to be there and do it together with people. And people are so happy that you do that. We got very friendly and cooperative people here who are, you know, happy to get things done if they get some support.
You know, as of this afternoon, I got to remind you, fighting was still going on in Hodeida.
I want to switch now and talk about the other big news we mentioned, which is from Washington and the Senate voting to take the U.S. out of the war in Yemen.
The Senate this afternoon stated that we will not continue participation in the Saudi-led intervention in Yemen, which has resulted in the worst humanitarian crisis on earth.
That's Bernie Sanders declaring victory for that Senate resolution calling for the U.S. to get out of the Yemen war. Stephen, how much is the U.S. really involved in this war in Yemen?
Well, it's been going on for 4 years. The United States has been backing Saudi Arabia since the beginning of that 4 years with intelligence, targeting information. The U.S. was refueling Saudi fighter jets. It sells fighter jets, attack helicopters, bombs, missiles, ammunition. So a lot of involvement.
Now, this Senate resolution that was just passed yesterday, will it block all that?
Well, that's the idea, but passing a resolution takes a matching bill in the House of Representatives and then a signature from the president.
How likely is that?
Not. This session, it can't be because the House blocked it. But some people are really hopeful now. Peace activist Kate Gould, she works with the Friends Committee on National Legislation.
What happened yesterday was a truly historic vote. So it means that there is now more pressure on Saudi Arabia to end this killing, to end the carnage and deliberate starvation of civilians in Yemen than there has ever been.
What Kate Gould is saying is that Saudi Arabia, which is the biggest power in the war, putting pressure on the Saudis, but from the Senate, has caused them to make compromises in Sweden between the Saudi-backed Yemen government and the Houthi rebels who kicked them out.
And what happens next in that whole campaign of U.S. pressure on the Saudis?
Well, the vote yesterday was largely symbolic because the Republican-controlled House blocked discussion on the companion bill that would have been necessary for the resolution to move forward. But Kate Gould says that's okay.
In January, we're going to see a new legislation introduced. Senator Chris Murphy has already spoken about how, you know, they're going to bring this back next year. So next year, we'll have legislation. We expect to have legislation in both the House and the Senate.
And she expects it to pass.
The World's Stephen Snyder talking with us about the crisis still going on in Yemen. We have a link to charities that are helping out with the humanitarian crisis there at theworld.org. Thanks, Stephen.
Thanks, Carol.